Grant's had on his heart training leaders since he himself was in Bible school.
在他在读圣经学院的时候呢，这个 Grant 兄弟弟兄呢就有这个心里有这个负担，要去训练这个领袖。
I would go down to West Palm to visit his wife and children, and we would go out to eat. And Brother Sid would be there with a couple young men teaching them.
然后呢，那时候我就到西中里滩来看他的太太跟孩子，他就带了一些年轻人在那边学习圣经。研读圣经。
That Saturday night teaching turned into a Bible school.
然后呢，那个星期六晚上的一个圣经研读，最后成了一个圣经学校。
Training many, and there are churches here in America and South America that those young men that were taught are pastoring today.
他们当时训练的呢，结果现在就是在这美国和南美洲有好多教会，然后这些他们当时所训练的一些年轻人现在都成为了牧师。
But then God called him into something else, and he became the director or the president of FEA and also of the mission, which I am.
神对那个 Grant 弟兄呢又有别的呼召，他最后成为就是佛州传道协会的宣教事工的主席。
He's been there 10 years.
他在那里待了十年。
But this is his last year.
然后今年呢是他的最后一年。
I would say he's going to retire, but he's not.
我要说是不是他要退休了，但是他并没有不是要退休。
I know him too well.
我知道我很了解他。
But he loves to train, he loves to teach, he loves to bring people in. He has a heart for that.
他的负担就是要培训，要爱人，就带领人到神的国度里。
And so today he's going to be with us pretty much until the afternoon.
所以他今天跟我们从早，可能一直要待到下午。
So be sure you drink 2 cups of coffee.
所以呢，大家多去喝点咖啡。
Because he's going to preach, he's going to teach, and then he's going to have a meeting after that.
然后呢，他是先开始讲道，然后又是讲主日学。在那个之后呢，中午饭之后呢，他还有一个聚会。
Actually, I'm very personally surprised. I'm very personally privileged.
我自己是很有荣幸。
His wife has been like a daughter to me.
他的太太就像我的女儿。
And poor Sid, I've been like a mother-in-law to him.
然后可怜的这个牧师呢，我对他就像他的岳母似的。
But it's my privilege to introduce him and say this.
然后真的是我的荣幸，也请大家仔细听，用心听。
Good morning.
早晨好。
It's good to be back here with you today.
今天很高兴能又重新回到大家中间，见到大家。
And when Sister Swartz talked about drinking a lot of coffee,
然后妈咪说你多去喝点咖啡。
If you let me preach, where I don't have to be interrupted, you wouldn't have to drink coffee.
如果你让我一直讲到，也不需要被打断，你就不需要喝咖啡。
Because I'll move around and make sure you stay awake.
然后我会一直讲，让你不会打瞌睡。
But I guess I have to stay here so she could tell you what I'm trying to say.
但是我必须要被打断，因为我要翻译，不然你们。不明白我在讲什么。
But I want to say thank you for once again for the opportunity to share from God's word.
谢谢你们给我这个机会来分享神的话语。
As was mentioned, this is my last year as president of FEA Ministries.
你们知道这是我最后一次做佛州传道协会的主席。
And
最后一年。
I would like to personally express my gratitude to you for your partnership with FEA and HIM.
所以作为个人呢，我想来表达我对你们这么多年来跟我一起就是在对我们事工的支持的谢意。
I want to thank the pastor, sister, brother Daniel and sister Dorothy.
真的是谢谢牧师和师母。
For the wonderful work they have done with you here as a local church.
他们真的是在我们教会，在为一个地方性的教会，他们做了很多。
They have been very faithful.
他们很有忠心。
To HIM and to the work here in Palm Beach.
然后他们不仅是在佛州传道协会，不管是在这里，他们都是很忠心的仆人。
I remember the early years of the Chinese church when they met in Riviera Beach.
我们教会最早期的时候是在那个 Riviera Beach 那边聚会，最早的时候30多年前。
And I've observed the work developed on through the years.
我就看着这个教会的发展。
And there are many that have been ministering to this congregation.
我知道对我们这个有很多人就是做在这个神的事工上教会里做了很多。
But as I reflect on what has been done, I applaud the she's for their diligent and their work that they have done to bring some stability to the work here in this church.
当我回顾的时候，我真的是感谢神，就是为你们鼓掌，就是中间有这么多人很忠心的，在这么多年辛勤的耕耘。
I also like to make a public recognition to my mother-in-law.
我又在这里要在这里特别的来来介绍，来感谢我的岳母。
And she acted as a mother-in-law on occasion.
时不时的，她真的就像岳母似的那么对待我。
I have a lot of stories I can tell you, but I
wouldn't. 我有很多故事要可以讲。
She once in a while would get after me for my busyness.
有的时候太忙了，她就会来盯着我，来找我了。
She even called the police. Oh, I don't know if it was her, but they called the police on me one time.
有一次，甚至去打报警，因为我太忙，找我不知道是他还是谁。
I was gone and I didn't report to my wife, and they couldn't find me, so they called the police to look for me, and she was in the midst of it.
然后呢，就是有一次我走了，我忘了打电话跟我太太说我在哪儿，然后他们找不到我，最后就打电话给报警了。然后妈咪也在那件事情，她也牵涉其中。
I suppose that's what mother-in-law is supposed to do, make sure their son-in-law is taking care of their daughter.
然后我想大概就岳母做的，就是要让这个先生要好好照顾女婿，好好照顾女儿。
But thank the Lord for his goodness. It's been a wonderful friendship and partnership through the years.
感谢神的良善，也感谢我们之间的友谊。
This morning as I come to you, I thought about what can I share, kind of a exiting message, I guess I could call it, leaving FEA and...Also in transition personally.
我就讲说我要分享什么样的主题呢？对我来讲，这也是一个对我来讲也是一个转变的时期，因为我要离开佛陀传道协会了。
And so I would like to share with you about the call to a radical transition.
所以呢，我的题目就是事工彻底转变的呼召。
And the example we have for this call is the Apostle Paul.
我们这个里边所看到的这个人物的例子呢，是使徒保罗。
It is in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6.
使徒行传第九章一到九节，一到六节。
We have the story here of the Apostle Paul, who is going to Damascus to capture Christians and incarcerate them and probably kill some of them.
扫罗呢，这个时候是要去大马士革抓基督徒，要把他们放到监里，可能还要杀其中的一些。
And I would like for Maybe our sister could read that passage. And...
我们现在just me.
Yeah, just go ahead and read it.
我就从一到六节，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，就去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各会堂。若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路，将到大马士革，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说。扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我他说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣起来进城去你所当做的事必有人告诉你
This is a very radical moment in the life of Saul
这对保罗来讲是他生命中一个很特别 很不寻常的一个时刻
Here we have Jesus intersecting the life of this man that is trying to do evil to his church.
这个时候呢，就是耶稣就介入了。这个保罗本来是要迫害神的教会。
But Paul didn't realize that he was about to be transformed to become a missionary to the world.
保罗没有想到神把他转变成了对整个世界的一个宣教士。
And crises do happen in our life, and as they happen, they bring about change.
这危机难处总是会在我们的生命中发，在我们的生活中出现，它会带来转变。
And some of these changes that come into our life, we were not planning or expecting them to happen.
有些这些改变，这些出来的危机，并不是我们所期待的，也并不是我们所计划的。
It was back in the year of 1980 on the island of Puerto Rico.
在1980年的时候，在那个岛上，那个波多黎各那个岛上。
I was a sailor on ship.
我是那个船员，海员。
And I remember one. It was on a Sunday afternoon around 5 o'clock.
大概有一个星期天的下午五点钟的时候。
We were preparing to sail from Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico, to Port of Spain, Trinidad.
他们要从那个地方，从波多黎各要到另外一个地方去。
And I was engaged to get married at that point.
我在那个时候其实已经订婚了。
Let me clarify, not to my wife.
但是那个要订婚的那个女士，那个未婚妻并不是我现在的太太。
That was to another lady from my country of birth.
是我从我的那个我原来的那个国家里边的一位女士。
And actually, there was just about 30 days before the wedding.
其实就是再有一个月，我们就要结婚了，就要举行婚礼了。
And so when I was finished with my duty, I went to the telephone to make a phone call to find out how the wedding plans were going.
然后呢，我就是工作完了，我就去打电话说看看我的这个婚礼准备的如何了。
At this point, I already had my suit made in. I actually got it made in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
他那时候在多米尼加都已经把他那个要结婚穿的礼服都已经做定做好了。
I was getting ready to give up my independence.
我已经决定要放弃这个单身汉的这个自由。
But God wasn't ready for me to do that.
但是神呢，并没有准神，这不是神的计划。
So through this young lady, when I asked her about this wedding, she said.There's no wedding plans.
然后我就问这个you mean
no wedding plans?
A lady?
Yeah, a lady.
Okay. 他就问这个女三要结婚的女士说，这个婚礼准备的怎么样了？然后这个女的说，没有婚礼了。
And I said, what do you mean?
我说你什么意思？
Are you not going to get married to me again? She said, no.
难道你不要嫁给我吗？她说是的，不嫁给你。
And I asked her why.
为什么？
She said, because I don't want to marry you.
她因为我不想嫁给你。
I guess she didn't love me anymore.
然后我想她再也不爱我了。
So she called it off just like that.
然后她就说没有婚礼了。
So, needless to say, I was very sad.
你可以想象我是多么的痛苦。
And right after that, I went back to the ship.
然后这样的话呢，我又到船上去。
And there was a letter on my desk from my father.
我那个桌上放了一封我父亲寄给我的信。
And it said that my mother was very sick and he needed some money to help with medical expenses.
妈妈病重，需要钱来治病。
So I said to myself, when I get to Trinidad, I will send him some money.
然后我就想说，等我们的船到了目的地，我就给妈妈给家里寄点钱回去。
So 3.5 days we were in Port of Spain.
然后呢，三天呢，我们就在这个一个就在这个岛上。
And when I got there, I was talking to a cousin of mine.
然后我到了那个地方呢，以后呢，我就跟我的一个表兄谈讲。
And I said to him, Ricky, I dreamt that my mother died.
他说，我就对我的表兄说，哦，我做了个梦，梦见我妈妈去世了。
I guess with all that was going on in my mind, with my dating, my wedding arrangements, and now my mother, all of this is really I'm struggling.
因为我的这个婚礼被取消了，然后加上我妈妈生病，所以我的脑子有点不清醒，所以我梦到了。
Immediately after I said that to my cousin, the telephone rang in the engine room where I worked.
然后呢，就在我跟我那个表兄刚说完这句话呢，我工作的那个房间那个工作室电话就响了。
And I ran down into the engine
room. 然后我就赶快去拿起来那个房间那个工作室拿起来电话。
And the captain asked me to come to his room, to his office.
然后那个船长呢，这时候就叫我去他的办公室。
And when I got there, there was a telegram.
然后在到那以后有一个电报。
You know what a telegram is? Not a.
那现在可能你们不知道，过去的人你们应该知道什么是电报。
Some of us older people know. Most of you know emails and that kind of stuff.
我们很多人都知道电邮，但是我们现在都应该老一点，你应该知道什么是电报。
And it said that I must come to Honduras quickly because my mother was very ill.
然后他们就说让我马上回到洪都拉斯，因为我妈妈病得很重。
So I got off the ship and.
然后我就下了船。
And I went to Honduras.
然后我就回到洪都拉斯。
When I got through immigration and custom.
然后我经过海关的时候。
There was my father waiting on me.
然后爸爸就在那个海关在那儿等着我。
I remember the telegram said she was very sick. Come quickly.
你记得那个电报上说赶快回家，她病得很重。
I found out later that the telegram didn't say she was very sick. She was dead.
实际上呢，那个电报上写的并不单单是说她病得很重，而是说她已经去世了。
So my father conducted me to a warehouse room where they had the casket with my mother to be shipped.
所以爸爸就直接把我带到了一个地方，就是那儿有我妈妈的棺材在那边。
So there she was at the airport in a casket, ready to be shipped to my hometown.
然后呢，在那个飞机场呢，妈妈就在一个棺材里边躺着，就是要被运回家乡。
She was gone.
她已经离开人世了。
So at this juncture, what do you do?
在这个时候，你说我回来这个我怎么办呢？
Wedding plans are off.
然后这时候已经没有婚礼了。
Mother is gone.
妈妈也离开人世了。
No Jesus.
也没有主耶稣。
What do you do?
你那时候没有盼望，你能做什么呢
？What happens when crises take place in your life？
当你的生命中出现危机的时候，你怎么办呢？你怎么面对呢
？I believe radical transition and transformation takes place。
我在这个时候，在危机的时候，你可能你的生命中对你来讲是一个彻底转变的时机。
Because it was at this juncture that God began to get my attention.
就是在这个环境之下，神开始让我得到了我的注意，我开始想到神。
I couldn't seek him. I wasn't seeking after him.
我也没有在寻求神，我也没有在寻找神。
But he has my ears now.
现在呢，因为这种情况呢，我开始对神的话开始留意了。
Some of us have to go through difficulties before we begin to respond to God.
我们有些人呢，好像必须得经过苦难，我们才会对神有反应。
For the Apostle Paul, he lost his eyesight.
保罗来讲，他就是不能看见了。
For the Apostle Paul, he lost his zeal.
对保罗来讲，他那个迫害基督徒的那种热情，他的本来那个激情也不在了。
He lost his authority.
他也不再有权柄了。
Everything about Paul that was great was now nothing.
现在以前对保罗他很引以为荣的东西，现在什么都没有了。
And now, Jesus has his attention.
现在的主耶稣得到了他的注意力。
And so as I look at this passage of scripture, there are these four principles I'd like to leave with you this morning.
这边呢，从我们看这几节经节呢，有四个原则，我想跟大家一起分享。
When we come to a place of transition in our life.
当我们来到一个转变的时期的时候
，God wants to give us clarity of who Jesus is.
神要让我们很清楚明白耶稣到底是谁。
See, the Apostle Paul thought he knew who God was.
保罗觉得他知道神是谁，是神，谁神是谁，神
he,
神是怎样的。
He actually thought he was doing God's will.
他在觉得他在迫害基督徒是按着神的旨意去做的。
But he was against God because he was against the Son of God.
他实际上是在跟神作对，因为他在跟神的儿子作对。
And anyone that is against the Son of God is against Jesus, is against God.
所以任何人如果跟耶稣作对，就是在和神作对。
And then the reason why I'm calling this, there's the little word, of course, in Chinese it wouldn't interpret that way, but the word call, C-A-L-L, I'll use that word inTo give you the four points I want to share with you.
然后我就是用英文的这个英文的那个呼召呢，是一个四个字母的一个单词叫 C A L L， 然后他就用这四个字母做一个抬头来做他的这个讲到的主原则。
The first letter is the letter C.
第一个呢就是这个字母 C.
And that's having clarity.
第一个呢是你要很清楚对神是谁很清楚。
God wants us to have clarity about what He is doing and what He wants us to do.
然后神要让我们很清楚他是谁，他要做什么。
So the first clarity that God wants to give us is through the revelation of His Son.
第一个呢，神要给我们的一个让我们清楚的是，他给我们的这个通过他的儿子所给我们的启示。
Paul needed a clarity of who Jesus was.
保罗需要清楚地知道耶稣到底是谁。
And God reveals Jesus to Paul.
神呢就向保罗启示，向保罗显示耶稣是谁。
In this case, it is very radical.
这个保罗的这个情境是一个非常巨大的一个很特别的一个事件。
And I believe this morning.
我觉得今天早晨，我相信今天早晨。
That Paul was radical.
保罗本身是一个很积极、很彻底的一个人。
And so, okay, God says, you're radical, I'm radical too.
神好，保罗神说，你这么彻底，你这么极端，那我也要这样。
So we're going to see who's the most radical here this morning.
神说，看看我们比一比，看谁能够更积极，更极端。
Paul thought he was radical.
保罗觉得他对神是很彻底的。
But all of a sudden, the God of heaven came down in his radical power.
但是呢，这种天上的神呢，以一种有一种特别的彻底的力量向他显现。
And he reveals himself to the apostle to Saul.
他就是向他自己向这个使徒的扫原来是扫罗来显现。
And whatever we need, God knows how to give it to us.
不管我们需要什么，神知道把这个东西怎么样给我们。
And he knows how to come to us.
他也知道怎么样来得到我们的注意。
Whatever your circumstance may be in life.
不管你的生活的现在的环境怎么样。
You may be in the context of an engineer.
或者是你现在是一位工程师。
You may be in the context of a doctor.
或者是你是一位医生。
You may be in the context of a school teacher.
或者是你是一位教师。
You may be in the context of a computer analyst.
或者你是一个做电脑工程师。
Whatever your context is, God can come to you and bring change.
不管你在什么样的环境，不管你的位置是什么，神都可以来到你的生活当中改变你。
And so he radically appeared to the Apostle Paul and showed him who Jesus was.
所以呢，他以一种很特别的方式向扫罗显现。
So revelation.
第二个呢，神的这个。
But God wants us to respect his son.
神要我们来尊重，重看他的儿子。
Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul.
你听一下保罗的话语。
When he experienced this revelation from heaven,
当保罗经历了这个从天上来的异象启示之后，
he says, "Who art thou, Lord?"
他说你是谁，主啊？
In other words, he respected this phenomena that he was experiencing.
他真的是很重看他的这个经历。
And God wants us to respect his son.
神要我们尊重他的儿子。
And Paul was not respecting the son of God.
保罗这时候是没有尊重神的儿子。
Because he wanted to kill the body of Christ.
因为他想要杀害基督的身体。
And you don't mess with the body of Christ.
你当然你不要去破坏基督的身体。
Because you mess with the body, you mess with the head.
当你破坏基督的杀害基督的身体的时候，你就是在破坏基督。
And God wants us to respect Jesus Christ, his head and his body.
神要让我们尊重基督，基督为头，也尊重基督的身体，就是教会。
Because no one ever done in the life of Paul what is happening now. No one ever did to, in the life of Paul what he's experiencing.
Okay.没有人，就是说保罗现在所经历的，没有人对他做什么特别的，他有这种。
Because the Apostle Paul have never experienced this phenomena of hearing someone from heaven speaking to him.
那个在这之前，扫罗从来没有从天上听到过声音。
And I like the way Jesus, not in a, maybe it was a thundering voice, but all of a sudden it says, I am Jesus.
也许呢，主耶稣是一种像那种打雷的声音，但突然扫罗听到，保罗听到说我是耶稣。
And God could have struck Paul down with lightning and killed him.
神可以用闪电，那个用雷击把他击死。
But I would like to think that the voice of Jesus that Paul heard was not a thundering voice.
我觉得我在是想，那个扫罗所听到的耶稣的声音不是那种打雷的声音。
Yeah, the other men heard the voice, but they did not understand what was going on.
说他跟他同在的人呢，听到声音却不能看见什么。
I would like to believe that the voice of Jesus was tenderness.
我觉得神的耶稣的声音是一个温柔的声音。
Compassionate.
是一种怜悯的声音。
Listen to the words again.
你再仔细的听听神所说的。
I am Jesus.
他说我就是耶稣。
I am Jesus.
我是耶稣。
Who you are hurting.
是你在所逼迫的耶稣。
Paul said, Jesus?
保罗说耶稣。
He's dead.
他已经死了。
He's buried.
他已经被埋葬了。
He doesn't exist.
他根本就不存在。
Oh no, I can't get away from this Jesus.
他说我现在就根本没有办法逃脱这个耶稣。
But Jesus is letting Paul know, I'm not dead, I'm quite alive.
那个耶稣说我没有死，我活得很好。
And I'm moving up and down through my body to church.
我在我的教会的中间行走。
So I want you to learn to respect me.
我想要你学习要尊重我。
Then immediately after Paul heard that,
保罗听到这个话之后，
then Paul once again said, "What will you have me to do?"
然后保罗马上就说，是主啊，你要我做什么？
So Paul had a request.
所以呢，保罗马上就问神了。
Not only God gave him a revelation from himself.
神不单单是给了他一个启示。
Not only there's respect for Jesus.
他不单单是对耶稣尊重。
But now there's a request to Jesus.
然后呢，他有一个神对他也是有要求的。
What do you want me to do?
扫罗就问神说，神那你要我做什么？
And while it's not in the Bible, I believe Jesus, perhaps it's time you ask.
然后呢，也许圣经上没有讲，但是我想可能这个时间就是保罗要求问神的时候。
And so the Lord said, go into Damascus and it will be told you what you must do.
然后神就耶稣就告诉他说，你去大马士革，在那里你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
And as we walk with God through transition in life,
当我们在这个转变的时期跟神同行的时候，
God clarifies who he is to us.
神呢就向我们清楚地显示他是谁。
He reveals and we respect, and then there's this request.
他对我们显示他是谁，他也我们也尊重他，然后我们就像神。
God shows up to tell us what He wants us to do.
然后神就这时候向我们显示他要我们做什么。
Little did I know that that moment in Trinidad and my mother's death, God was planning something bigger.
但我根本就想不到，在我那时候妈妈去世，婚礼被取消，神对我的计划远远大过这些，有更好的计划。
I thought it was all over for me.
我就想说完了，这个整个前途一片暗淡。
No marriage.
结婚结不了了。
No mother.
妈妈也不在了。
No life.
没有。生活再没有希望了。
And maybe you are going through some things in your life that you think it's all over.
Maybe, 也许在你现在的生活中，你觉得所有的一切都结束了，觉得前途暗淡无光。
But sometimes difficult junctures in our life.
有的时候是一个困难的处境。
They're just the beginning of what God wants to do.
其实就是神想我们想做的一个事情的开始。
Because it was at this juncture that God began to reveal His plan for my life.
就在这个困难艰难的处境中，神向我显示了他对我生命的计划。
6 months after all of that tragedy took place, I became, through the grace of God, a born again believer.
就是那个事情的，在那个事情的六个月之后呢，靠着神的恩典，我成为一个真正重生得救的基督徒。
God the Holy Spirit ministered to me through a friend on a ship where I worked.
圣灵呢，通过在船上的一位朋友，一位基督徒向我显现。
I responded to his gospel and he saved me.
然后我对神的这个福音呢，很就是马上就回应了。
And then he led me to another young lady.
然后呢，神就带领我认识另外一位年轻的女士。
And that was in 1981.
那是1981年。
That was this young lady. Young,
那是我那位年轻的女士。
She loves to hear that young lady.
那就是我的太太。
Now she's my wife.
现在她是我太太。
3 months after we got married.
我们结婚三个月之后。
In the month of October in 1982.
在1982年的十月份。
God spoke to me again.
然后神又对我讲话了。
And he said, I want you to be a minister of the gospel of Christ.
我想让你成为神福音的使者。
I was reluctant.
我是比较勉强。
But God had a plan.
但是神有他的计划。
And so he called me to preach the gospel.
然后神就让我去传讲福音。
And everything else I've done for the last 30 years has been a step by step revelation of God to me.
所以呢，过去的三十年就是神对我生命的启示，一步一步这样带领我。
So he brings clarity to who he is and what he wants us to do.
所以呢，神就是让我清楚的慢慢明白他到底是谁，他想要我做什么。
Quickly.
赶快的。
Also, not only.There is clarity, but there is what I would call the all to Jesus.
不单单是要对神清楚明白，而且所有的一切，就是说，都是要我们要交给神。
God wanted all of Paul.
神要保罗的全人。
He wanted him to become the missionary to the world.
神要保罗成为对世界的一个宣教士。
That's a big task.
那个可是一个很大、很艰巨的任务。
And so the apostle, now Saul, said to him, or it was said to him, that you should be his witness throughout all the Gentiles' world and among the Jewish people.
那个扫罗说，神说扫罗要对着外邦人，对着整个世界做我的见证人。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
在腓立比书三章 verse 1 through 10.
Verses 1 through 10.
一到十节，腓立比书三章一到十节。
Paul gives his testimony.
在这里呢，保罗就讲到他的见证。
And I like what he says, I think it's in verse 8 where he says, the things that I've gained, I've counted them as dung or garbage or worthless.
在第八节他讲到说，我也将万事当作有损的。
In other words, all of his accomplishment, all of his aspiration, all of his action, they were all nothing in the sight of God.
所以呢，就是他过去的，他的才能，他的抱负，他的梦想，他的成就，在神那边其实都像粪土一样。
Paul gave up everything that he can gain everything.
保罗呢，他放弃了所有的一切，就是为了要得到每一切。
And what he gained was not so much the accomplishment that he aspired, but he gained God.
他所得到的不是他的才能成就或者他的梦想，而是主耶稣基督。
In verse 10, he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
在第十节，保罗晓得让我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And the fellowship of his suffering.
然后呢，和他一同受苦。
Paul was able to give everything that he had accomplished to God.
神保罗可以把他的一切成就这些梦想都放弃，就是都交给神。
There are those that think that maybe the Apostle Paul, then Saul, was probably had a doctor's degree in Jewish religion.
他说有可能就是这个保罗在他在做扫罗的时候，他可能是在这个犹太人的这个历史研究中，他是有这个博士学位的。
He was a very educated man.
他是一个受过很高教育的人。
As a matter of fact, Paul.Perhaps was becoming a member of what they call the Sanhedrin or the group of elders from the Jewish people.
所以呢，他有可能呢，他作为他的背景可以成为撒都该人，就是那个最高的级别的那群里边的一组。
Maybe part of his assignment to go and imprison the Christian was his internship.
也许他去抓基督徒去大马，就是作为他一个实习期，看他能不能成为这个最高级别的一个。
He received responsibilities and he was doing it.Perfection.
他的这个，这是他所尽到的，让他这样去做。
I mean, he was successfully rising to the top.
他就是在慢慢的在越爬越高。
And all of a sudden,
突然之间呢
，God brought him all the way down.
神把他从这高位一下子把他摔到地上。
But then he became the apostle to the Gentiles.
但是这个时候呢，他变成了外邦人的使徒。
Almost all of the New Testament that we use today,
所以我们今天所读的新约中的很多书信
was written by the apostle Paul.
都是被使徒保罗写的。
God said, "Paul, you want to stay in Palestine."
神说，那个保罗，你想待在巴勒斯坦。
But I want to send you all over the world.
但是我想把你送到世界外邦人中。
Had I married to that young lady that said she didn't want to marry to me?
如果我跟那个不想嫁给我那个年轻的女士结婚了
，I would have stayed in a little place called Oak Ridge, Honduras.
我就待在这个洪都拉斯的一个小镇上。
Hardly anybody knew anything about it.
可能每个人都不知道那小镇是什么地方。
But God said, "No, I don't want you there. I want you to go around the world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ."
但是神的心意说 ，No, 我不想让你待在那儿，我要让你去全世界去传讲神的福音。
God brings us down.
神把我们降低。
Before He can take us up.
神只有先把我们降低，他才能把我们升高。
And He has something great for you.
神对我们每个人有很宏伟的计划。
But you must be all on board with what He wants.
但是你要完全的把你自己交给神。
We must release all of our accomplishment and aspiration and actions.
把我们所有的才能成就我们的梦想，把我们的行为都交给他。
So not only there is clarity and all.
不单单是说有这个清楚的呼召，而且你要把自己全部交给神。
But as we go through times of difficulty and transition, there must be learning.
在我们经过这个转变的时期，这个困境的时候，我们要在学习一个成长。
We must learn all we can about God and His calling.
我们要尽力所知神和他对我们的呼召。
It tells us in the Bible that the Apostle Paul was sent or went into Arabia not too long after.
在这个之后呢，保罗就是转信主之后不久就被送到了阿拉伯的旷野。
And many believe that his time, at least for 3 years in Arabia desert somewhere.
就是至少他在那个阿拉伯的旷野待了三年。
Not sure exactly what.Period of time in Paul's life that happened.
大家不知道说他到底是这个三年是在保罗的生命的什么时期。
It may have happened right after his Jerusalem experience or his Damascus, but sometime he went into Arabia.
就是说，在他也许在耶路撒冷之后，但是他去耶路很确定的是他在阿拉伯的旷野做待了三年。
What was Paul doing in Arabia? Was he preaching?
他在那个阿拉伯的旷野三年中，他在做什么呢？他是那时候在是个传道者吗？
Some think that maybe he had a vision of God.
或者他看到了神的异象。
Actually, he talked about being taken up into the third heavens.
他甚至在保罗书信里讲到他被提到第三层天。
And he received things from God that he was not given the privilege to communicate them.
他说他圣经上他讲到说他听到的人所不能听的言语是他不能讲述的，神不让他讲出来的。
Undoubtedly.
毫无质疑的。
The Bible, the scriptures that we get, like Romans and Galatians.
我们有这个罗马书跟这个加拉太书。
A part of God's revelation to the Apostle Paul, he was learning from God.
所以他是直接的从神的这个启示里来学习。
God taught him what he wanted him to write and what he wanted him to say and to do.
神教导保罗他所让他学习的，需要他写下来的。
And in the process of becoming what God wants us to do,
他成为神想让他成为人的过成为的过程中。
He takes us through a learning process.
神让我们经过一个经历一个学习的过程。
And it's interesting to me that after we have accomplished certain amount of knowledge in our world without God.
在我们有的时候，在这个世界上没有神呢，我们好像成就了一些事情。
That all of a sudden God began to teach us new things.
神就开始突然来教导我们一些新的事情。
He wants us to learn about how to worship Him.
神要让我们学习怎么样来敬拜他。
He wants us to learn about His Word.
神要让我们学习他的话语。
He wants us to know about His will.
让我们明白他的旨意。
And He wants us to work for Him and know how to do that.
神要让我们知道怎么样为他来做工。
When I was called to preach, I said no to the Lord.
当神让我呼召我需要去讲道的时候，我说不行。
I said I can't do this.
我说我根本不行，我没这个能力。
And I couldn't.
我也不行，我也不想。
But God could.
但是神可以。
And He's still helping me to preach.
然后他还让我现在还在讲道。
It's so good. I preach so long sometimes.
我有时候讲得好就一直讲下去。
God teaches us.
然后神真的是教导我们。
He wants us to learn from Him.
神要让我们从他那里学习。
He wants us to know how to do His work.
神要我们学习怎么样做他的工。
And I'm so grateful for His help.
我真的是感谢神的帮助。
How many of you know Dr. Glenn Rife?
大家知道那个 Dr. Rife 吗？我们中间。
He was the leader of the ministry of FEA when I knew about the Chinese church.
他当时是在我们教会创建的时候，他是。是 FEA 的佛州的协会传道协会的主席。
I think if I'm not mistaken, that cross that is there on the wall was made by a man named Trussell. Trussell was a friend of Dr. Rife who got that cross made for you.
要是如果我没有搞错的话，就是我们背后这个十字架就是 Dr. Rife 的一个朋友 Trussell 他做了这个十字架。
Dr. Rife was involved with the Spanish ministries.
那个 Dr. Rife 呢，他就是在西班牙语的事工中间，在那边服侍。
He was involved with the Chinese ministries.
他也是在我们的这个中华人社区中间服侍。
He was involved with the Haitian ministries.
他也是在这个海地的这个事工中间服侍。
And so when he resigned, I took over from him.
然后呢，他退休了，我就继任他的这个佛州协会主席。
Primarily to work with the Hispanic people.
我主要是跟这个讲西班牙语的这个。
But there was a responsibility that he had.
然后他有一个很大的责任。
And that was to raise a lot of money.
他的这个其中作为主席呢，他的一个很重要的职责就是要去募款。
And he said to me, now it is your responsibility to raise money. I've never had to do so before.
然后他就对我说，现在你做主席了，这个募款的责任就是你的工作了。
And I said, Doc, I can't raise money.
然后我说，哎呦，他说我可不会去要钱。
Well, he said, there's something you have to learn to do.
他说那你就学吧，学了怎么去要钱吧。
So I had to cultivate.
所以我必须要培养自己。
And I still can't raise money.
我现在还是没法募款。
But the Lord helps.
但是神确实是帮助我。
I remember several, maybe 4 years ago.
也许四年以前，几年以前。
At FEA camp meeting.
然后在我们那个营会。
You have to raise like $125,000 every camp.
然后每一次呢，你开这个营会大概都要募到就是125,000，你才能继续下去。
And the first weekend had to raise up to $50,000.
第一个星期过了，我们要募到50,000块钱。
And it is Saturday night.
然后星期六晚上了。
I have to have it raised by Sunday.
我到星期天了，我还没有达到那个目标。
Maybe about 20,000 had come in.
还需要20,000多块钱。
So I still need to raise 30,000 by Sunday night, Brother Winkle.
然后到星期天呢，我这会儿只募到20,000多，到星期天要还差30,000多块钱。
And I'm burdened. How am I going to get this money?
然后我就想说，天哪，我怎么从哪儿拿能募到这么多钱
？And so I left church that night, going over to my office.
然后那天晚上呢，我就离开教会，我去我的办公室。
And a lady met me on the way to my office.
就在路上碰到一位女士，有位女士来找我。
And she stopped me.
然后她就把我叫住了。
And she placed her hands on them. No ladies ain't supposed to touch me, but this one did.
但是应该是女士应该不要碰男士，然后她把她的手放在我的肩膀上。
And she looked at me.
然后她就看着我说。
Blue eyes.
她是那个蓝眼。
Glaring in my face.
然后那个眼睛就盯着瞪着我。
That was Sister Walk, Ruth Walk.
那是那个妈咪的那个好朋友 Ruth, 那个妈咪的好朋友 Ruth.
And she said, Sid.
她就说 Sid, 她就叫我的名字。
You have got to trust Jesus.
说你要相信信靠主耶稣。
So Sunday morning I got up in prayer.
然后星期天早晨呢，我就起来祷告。
I said, Lord, I can't do this.
我说神啊，我做不来。
You're going to have to help me.
你要帮助我。
And the Lord said to me, give it to me.
然后神就说，你把这个交给我。
And I did.
好吧，我就把这个真的交给神了。
And by Sunday night, we had $50,000.
然后到星期天晚上，我们那个守墓道的话就是50,000块钱。
As a matter of fact, before camp was done, we raised $209,000.
但是作为事实来讲，在这个营会结束之前，我们那一次捐到了209,000块钱。
One of the largest amount of money we ever raised at camp at Hope Sound.
在我们这个营会，这是第一次我们募到那么多钱，就是209,000，这是我们募到的最高款。
I had to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from him.
我必须要坐在主耶稣的脚前，从他那里学习。
God wants us to learn how to do His work.
神要让我们学习怎么样做他的工。
And now, as we come to a close,
然后当我们到最后结束的时候。
Not only we have this clarity about who God is,
我们不单单要清楚神是谁。
Not only should we be all on board with who He is,
不单单是说完全的跟随他，把自己交给他。
Not only should we learn from Him,
不单单是我们要从他学习。
But we must lead according to His will.
而且我们要根据神的旨意来带领。
God is calling leaders.
神在呼召这个带领的人，领袖。
Men and women who would step up to the plate and lead for God.
就是说，男不管是弟兄还是姐妹，要出来要能带领。
I believe what we're experiencing here this morning is a result of leadership.
我们在教会能够今天到这个地步，真的是神的带领。就是我们看到这个领导。
How many of you have been here at this church for at least 10 years?
谁在这个教会待到10年以上？请举手。
Very good.
你很好，感谢神。
And I believe that. You're enjoying the fruit of the leadership of someone in the past.
也许你在过去就是因为别人的这种对你的带领，你能够有这个果子。
But most of all, you're enjoying the leadership of the present leader.
我想你也特别是感谢神对我们教会现在神所提供给我们的这个领导领袖带领。
I often think about how people could lead so quietly.
我真的有的时候很纳闷，想不通神有些人怎么可以很安静的来带领。
I can't do that. You hear me before you see me.
我没法做到这个。你还我是人为道升天道的这种人。
I learned that from my wife.
我从这个从我太太学的。
Pray for me.
说为我祷告。
But God wants us to lead.
但是神想让我们去带领。
What do we lead with?
我们用什么来带领呢？
We lead with the gospel.
我们用福音来带领。
Every generation needs men and women who would take the gospel and lead it into the lives of people.
就是每一个时代，我们都需要这个男人和女人带着神的这个福音去领导这个世界，去带领这个世界。
I read a statement last night.
昨天晚上我读了一个声明。
That says that the church
就讲到说教会
is bankrupt with leadership.
就是教会现在是在这个领导力方面，在这个带领方面是完全的是破产了。
But it is rich with strategy.
但是呢，却在这个策略方面、战略性方面却非常的富有。
We have learned how to do a lot of things.
我们学会了做很多事情，我们知道怎么做事情。
And in all our learning,
在我们所有的知识、才能、我们的学习中，我们
learn to lead with the gospel.
学习用福音来带领。
Proclaim Christ.
去宣扬耶稣。
Proclaim that He saves.
宣扬耶稣能拯救，可以拯救。
Proclaim that He cleanses our life.
就宣扬耶稣可以洁净我们的
生命。He sanctifies us from sin.
他真的是让我们从罪中得释放。
Let the world know that they can be changed through the power of the gospel.
让这个世界知道，他们通过神的福音，他们可以被改变。
The Apostle Paul went from Jerusalem all the way to Rome.
保罗从耶路撒冷一直到罗马。
And people were transformed.
人的生命就被转变，被改变。
People were cleansed from sin.
人就从罪中得到释放，得到洁净。
They were cleansed from idolatry.
他们从这种拜偶像的罪中得到释放。
He brought change in the world as a result of leadership.
就是因为他的这种领导，他的这种带领，他带来这个给这个世界带来改变。
So he led with the gospel.
所以呢，他用福音来带领。
But we must also lead our generation.
我们也要带领我们的世代。
Think about your children.
想一想你的孩子。
Think about the young people of this church.
想想我们教会的年轻人。
Ask yourself the question.
问自己一个问题，问你一个问题。
Where are they going to be 10 years from now?
他们十年以后会在哪儿呢？
Are they going to be leaders and elders and co-workers in this church?
他们会成为教会的长职，会来带领教会吗？
Are they going to be pianists?
或者他们是在教会里边，就是来听音乐来服侍神吗？
Musicians and singers?
或者他们为神来歌唱吗？
Are they going to be people that you can look up to at this platform? They're leading us.
或者你可以看到实践后这些年轻人是不是可以来带领别人，我们从这里能看到他们。
Before Paul stepped off the scene, he was able to pass his leadership over to Timothy.
就在保罗在他就是离开这个世界之前，他可以把这个带领，把这个权柄交给提摩太。
And God's call is for us to lead the God with the gospel, lead our generation.
神要让我们能够带领我们的世代。
Pour ourselves into young people.
把我们自己真的是倾倒在这些年轻人身上。
Helping them to see what God wants them to do.
帮助他们能看到神要他们在他们的生命中有什么样的计划。
And then lastly.
那最后。
We must lead with godliness.
我们要靠我们要有个敬虔的生活来带领。
Your life must be a godly life.
你的生命必须是一个敬虔圣洁的生命。
An example.
是一个榜样，对别人来看到你是一个好的榜样。
Board of elders and pastors.
不管是那个执事会长职。
Deacons.
长执事。
Moms and dads.
爸爸妈妈。
If there's any one thing you can give your children as lasting.
你给你孩子所能有的能够持续的一个东西是什么呢？
Perhaps you give them a good education. That's wonderful.
也许你要给他们一个受很好教育，那很棒。
You've given them a beautiful sanctuary.
你给他们一个很好的一个教堂也很好。
With all you're given,
所有你所给出去的。
Give each person the example of godliness.
让你的孩子面前活出一个敬虔的一个榜样。
That's what's going to last.
那个是能够持续的。
The storms of life perhaps is coming. The storms of life.
也许生命中会碰到暴风雨，碰到难处。
We're going to face difficulties in the future.
我们会在未来中面对困境。
It's all over the world.
就像这个整个世界面对困难。
The only thing that can stand up against the wickedness of the enemy.
唯一能够面对这个世界的邪恶的这个仇敌的邪恶仇敌的攻击的是。
Is the gospel.
就是福音。
And a generation of godly people.
就是一个能够敬虔的世代。
And may God help you.
愿神帮助你。
May God help me.
神也帮助我。
To be always living this radical life of transition.
让我们真的是能过一个彻底转变的一个生活，敬虔的生活。
It brings changes to people's lives.
这个会带来对人的生命带来改变。
And I thank God for His grace.
我感谢神的恩典。
And may God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
And guide you into the future.
真的是带领你的未来。
And once again, thank you for.Sharing and parting with us during the 10 years of my presidency.
谢谢这个，在我做这个主席的十年间，你们跟我同工，你们真的是帮助，也帮助我们的事工。
And I hope we could work together again somewhere in the future.
我也希望，也许在不久的未来，我们能够一起再次同工。
God bless you, Pastor and Mrs. Shi.
神真的是祝福牧师和师母。
For your diligent and your sacrificial work.
是他们这样在教会里这样辛勤这样的辛勤的工作。
Thank you, Sister Swartz, for your leadership.
谢谢妈咪在对教会的带领。
And for the many others who have worked hard.
还有很多的长职的这个辛勤工作。
See the Chinese ministries go forth.
我们真的是看到我们这个华人的事工在继续的蓬勃的往前走。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Amen.